Zanito says he's flying into Tampa, Florida to squeeze roughly 500 pounds of Pollock skins into a close-to-final product. He says previously they had been experimenting with shelf life, and now they have ideas for product forms, like this one.
Kind of a star-shaped Tootsie Roll type of a thing, and I'm just super excited to try that.
There are other shapes they could form the treats into, like fish, but in the end, it's all about the taste. For the canine customer, anyway, Zanito says the product's flavor is already a hit with his dog, Sammy.
Anytime I'm working with it, I mean, he's all over my clothes and my jacket and my pockets. When I come home, he gets pretty wound up.
Zanito pulls out his phone and shows me a video of Sammy choosing between two closed fists.
Yummy, chummy, Pollock skin.
I don't know if it's the freshness or the high percentage of fish skin. It's just the dogs pick up on that right away, and at least my dog really, you know, he prefers that.
He says one change they've made while developing the product is to add a type of fat called glycerol to soften the treat.
At this time, the Pollock skin, when it dries, it's very brittle, and most dogs don't seem to mind it, but I think making it a slightly softer will be an improvement. Also be a bit of a stabilizer too, because it'll bind some of the, if any free water is in there, it'll bind that up.
He says renting the extrusion facility in Florida is pricey, roughly $5,000 a day, but they'll only need one day to crank out the treats. I'm Kayla DeRoche.